AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Cosell. The NFL came down hard on its biggest star and its championship team, telling Tom Brady and the Patriots that no one can mess with the rules of the game. The league suspended Brady for the first four games of the next season, fined New England $1 million, and took away two draft picks as punishment for deflating footballs used in the AFC title game. Some football fans don't agree with the suspension.
There's not really a lot of solid evidence in this case. I know that there were some text messages and things of the sort in that report, but not a lot of solid evidence. So to see that it was a four-game suspension really surprised me.
No comment from Brady, who has 3 days to appeal. Authorities say three people have been shot near the University of California Santa Barbara campus. We're waiting for further details. It happened about a block from campus in an area of small apartments. Officials in the small East Texas town of Van say they've accounted for everyone missing following a deadly tornado. Two people died there. Van Mayor Dean Stone says his town will work quickly to get back to normal.
The cooperation of the citizens and the friends and the neighbors and the other cities has been just wonderful, and we appreciate it. And I would like to say, give us a few weeks and we'll get right back on track.
Sunday storms killed at least five people in all, including a young couple in Arkansas who died trying to shield their daughter from the storm. A lot of money changing hands at an art auction in New York, setting records. Christie's auctioneer UC Pilcannon says the Picasso painting, Women of Algiers, Version O, went for more than $179 million.
The 1955 Picasso was the best of its type and arguably one of the greatest Picassos still in private hands.
A sculpture by Alberto Giacometti set a record for the most expensive sculpture at $141 million. The buyers chose to remain anonymous. This is AP Radio News. People in Hattiesburg remember the two Mississippi police officers gunned down over the weekend.
Tears of grief and wistful smiles at a memorial service in Hattiesburg, Mississippi for police officers Benjamin Dean and Lakuri Tate, who were shot to death following a traffic stop Saturday evening. Tate's mother, Yolander Ross.
I am so proud of my son. And I'm so glad he didn't die in vain.
During the service, attended by more than 1,000 people, Assistant Police Chief Frank Misenhelter made a simple promise to the two.
You will always be my brothers.
Tate, a rookie, had been on the force for just under a year, while the veteran Dean was named Officer of the Year in 2012. I'm Tim McGuire.
Baseball returned to Baltimore Monday after security concerns following unrest over the death of a suspect injured in police custody. The Orioles played before their home fans for the first time in 2 weeks, and they beat Toronto 5-2. Sandy Cosell, AP Radio News.